I'll begin with a short background. What happened is that Father Rodney Moss, who is the head of School of Theology and Philosophy, had gone to Rome for a conference, I think, and they suggested that there's a need to be able to engage faiths in South Africa and cultures in South Africa with the whole phenomenon of secularism. So he came up with that idea and passed it on to me and said, you know, this is what we are thinking of. See what you can do. And fortunately, at that time, after 2 months, Dr. Ubenek from Poland came to work with me, and we started putting it together. And really, the whole fundamental thing is that as the world becomes a global village and as people have more options, secularism really becomes a challenge for people of faith because it's no longer faith dominating. Like in South Africa, as you know, faith was a very much a strong component of the previous regime. And now that the country has declared itself a secular state, there is a challenge to Christians to be able to find their voice, find themselves in the new set of circumstances.
Now, looking at the program for your conference, I was very impressed by how it really reached across the gamut of all religions.
There
was,
absolutely.
Would you like to tell me which other denominations were present and how they interacted?
Yes. One of the things that informed the decision to make this both multicultural as well as multi-religious is the fact that we are living in a pluralistic society, not only in South Africa, but throughout the globe. And we felt that if we can allow the representatives of the different religions to speak in their own voice. And so we had actually, we began the second day of the conference with an intercultural section where we looked at African, Asian, and European perspectives to secularism. Then we had parallel sessions that looked at different aspects of secularism. And the following day, we looked at the different religions. We had Hindu, Buddhist, and African perspectives, as well as Judaism. So we tried to sort of like capture the plurality, not only in culture, but also in religions.
Was there a participation on the part of a public, an external public, let's say, not just the operators within the university and the people giving the papers?
Yes. What we did is that, fortunately, we had different levels of participants. We had some graduate students from different universities. We had some of our own students. And then about 3 weeks before the actual conference, in fact, 2 months before the conference, we sent out details of the conference to all the local parishes. And then a month before the conference, we went to the individual different churches, denominations, the mosques, the synagogues, the Hindu temples in Johannesburg. We knew that this was an international and an intercontinental conference, but we also wanted to ground it in the realities of Johannesburg and its vicinity. And so we were able to get day delegates, which were just ordinary people going to parishes that wanted to understand more the whole concept of plurality and the whole challenge of secularism.
Do you see this conference as maybe the first of a series of initiatives? Is there a concluding paper? Where do you see it going from here?
We are hoping actually that this will be the first for moving forward in terms of networking with the people that we already worked with. Because several times as speakers spoke or at a session, people will say, you know, this topic we need to explore more, or we need to look at this angle much more. And so as we reflect, I think, on the papers and as we engage with the participants as well as the presenters, we want to be able to discern what are some of the themes that are emerging and to try and find a way of taking this forward. One way of taking it forward is to actually have a publication to publicize in journals some of the papers that were presented, as well as to make them available to the participants. But the most important thing that we feel is that the exchange of information and the debates allow, especially the day delegates who are, I can say, like ordinary citizens who are confronting these realities in the workplace, in the neighborhood, everywhere, to be able to have something to say in any conversation or in any discussion that they're involved in. So we are seeing that at different levels, but definitely to take it further is one of our aims.
Nintendo, can I ask you what you've found the most interesting aspect? What captured your attention, let's say, more than the others?
I think the whole actual concept of secularism, because our understanding is that there's a dichotomy. You have faith and you have secularism. And I remember one of our speakers speaking of secularism in terms of an inclusive concept where faith is included in the definition, so that, you know, when states declare themselves as secular, it's not that they're excluding the faith, because he mentioned that even atheists believe in something, it's just that they don't call themselves believers. And so it in one way, it put all the sort of like the different beliefs on the same plane and opening up a space where we can have conversation and we can be able to challenge the other while being faithful to what we believe in. And for me, that struck me. And also to look at it as an opportunity, as something that is facing the different religions and making it almost necessary for the different religions and different cultures to speak to one another and be able to kind of be more involved in the secular world and not retreat because of the fear or the overwhelming presence of secular thought.
I think maybe the very context of South Africa in a way helps, because you are such a multicultural and such a diverse society. So to have all, you know, those different denominations come together and talk and on such a large forum, and maybe for you it's quite a natural thing. In actual fact, it's very impressive to look at from outside.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that, because even when you think of the St. Augustine College, we have the Catholic Church just down the road. We have a synagogue, you know, towards the end of yet another road, and a mosque. So, you know, so you find that even parents with little children in a typical nursery school, there will be so much diversity, that it's such an integral part of our lives that you don't even think about it as something extraordinary. But we are still needing to actually maximize its goodness and appreciate it deeper, so that we can make this multiculturalism and multi-faith context an integral part of our human development.
Just one last comment. I was struck by the fact that the theme of your conference is a theme that Pope Benedict XVI quite often refers to. He often speaks of secularism and faith, and the fact that they are not opposites, or one does not exclude the other. Was there any inspiration taken by Pope Benedict's writings or his words?
Yes, there was reference to that by some of the speakers. And also particularly African Catholic sort of Christians, because African traditional religion is so integrated that those categories don't even exist. You don't separate the spiritual from the secular. All of this is so intertwined that it reflects what Pope Benedict is saying, but also the lived reality of African Catholic Christians and other, and wherever Africans find themselves, whether they're Muslims or they join the Hindu religion, that integration of the world and that holism is such a almost natural part of thinking that it makes the context an important context to work from.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Nontando. Is there anything else you would like to say, or do you think that wraps it up?
What I really wanted to say is that it also provided, you know, having international speakers and having different cultures and different religions, you know, gives a perspective, because we could be caught in our own world here and maybe take for granted what we are used to, whereas we realize that we can teach others. But also in the same light, we can also learn from other experiences, and that the diversities of our different contexts is really the resources that we need to tap in order to become more humane and to become more humane in our plurality. And I think for me that is the conversation that was begun by this conference, rooted on the teachings of Pope Benedict as well as other theologians and African culture.